short-range projectile was behind the killing of Hamas political chief Ismail Haniyeh. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Iranian state TV aired the statement, saying a rocket with a nearly 15-pound warhead was used to target the residence of Hamas's political leader in Tehran. Haniyeh was in Iran to attend the inauguration of the newly elected president, Masoud Pezeshkian. The guard's new statement promises harsh punishment against the warmongering and terrorist Zionist regime. Israel has not confirmed or denied involvement. The assassination has sparked fears of a wider regional conflict and a direct confrontation between Israel and Iran if Tehran retaliates. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
As tensions continue to rise in the Middle East and the likelihood of regional war looms, many countries are calling on their citizens in Lebanon to leave. The U.S. Embassy in Beirut announced they will loan citizens money to buy a plane ticket to leave now while there are flights still available. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin revoked plea deals for the man and two accomplices accused of masterminding the September 11th attacks, who are currently held at the U.S. military prison at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. Ryan Chang from Reuters reports.
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and his two accomplices entered plea deals on Wednesday, according to the Pentagon. A U.S. official speaking on condition of anonymity said the deals almost certainly involved guilty pleas in exchange for taking the death penalty off the table. However, on Friday, Austin relieved Susan Escalier, who oversees the Pentagon's Guantanamo War Court, of her authority to enter into pretrial agreements in the case and took on the responsibility himself.
That was Ryan Chang from Reuters. The ACLU says they are going to sue over this decision. This is VOA News. United States Vice President Kamala Harris closes in on making her choice for a running mate, some groups are criticizing a handful